Now, this is, as I was talking to the people just now in Connect Time, I was saying, what a wonderful service we are having. And, you know, I want that to continue, just this spirit that we're in. There is a spirit of joy in the house. There is a spirit of thanksgiving in the house. So for the title of the sermon today is, And Be Thankful. I wanted to continue on from what Pastor Richard was preaching on last week. And if I can just get this to work. There's this passage that he read out from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. And it says this, "Rejoice always, praying without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And I wanted to spend time, just a brief moment, in this idea of give thanks in all circumstances. So to do that, we're going to go to a passage from Colossians. Because pastors read from 1 Thessalonians and Philippians. Those are two key passages in our New Testament that contribute to us as disciples, as followers of Jesus, to live a life of being thankful. And Colossians 3 is the other key verse here today. So we're going to give you that today. So from Colossians 3, verse 15 to 17, it's from the ESV. Paul says this, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." So we have peace because we have forgiveness and love. That's what Paul was saying to the Colossians. And so just as we've sung about, just as we've reflected on, just as we've heard during communion and through our praise and our worship already today, that everything that we can do right now, everything we can just experience of God right now is because we have this peace that God has given us, and that has all come out of his forgiveness that he's shown to us and his love. And it's out of knowing this forgiveness of how much God has forgiven us, we can then show forgiveness to other people. And it's with that forgiveness that he's given us that we can have that peace in our heart. Out of that peace, we can start reflecting something different towards other people. We don't have to reflect our pure hate or our justice or punishment towards other people. We can bear one another and we can show love to one another. And so if we understand all of this, if we understand how much God has done for us, if we understand that we were once far away from God, but it's through Christ that he's really brought us together to him, then we are no longer apart from God. We are no longer separated from our Father. We've been restored to him. And it's from that that Paul can say, we're in one body and we be thankful. But thankfulness comes with challenges. And I wanted to talk about three challenges that we might face with being thankful in our daily life. And one of those challenges that we face is that we can feel entitled. So what do I mean by that? I mean that sometimes we can feel like we want more. You know, that desire for more of something. So I don't know if you know what I mean here. We want more of something, whether it's, you know, more of a better life, more of something good, perhaps. Something that we're just not satisfied with what we have and we're always chasing for more. If we always behave like that, if we always have that heart to desire more and more and more, then we're really just accumulating stuff and we're always going to want more. So that's the challenge we have because it steers us away from that gratitude, that gratefulness to be able to show that gratitude towards other people. And the second challenge that we have is forgetfulness. We can sometimes forget what we have. Perhaps we keep thinking we have little or not enough. Or perhaps we forget what someone's done for us. Sometimes we can forget the kindness that was shown to us. Sometimes we can forget that depth, how much God has forgiven us. And all of that works away from that peace that we have and works against us being thankful. So if we forget that we're at peace in Christ, we're forgetting that forgiveness that is shown to us and that's received. And the third thing is, the challenge that we face with thankfulness is that our attention can sometimes be focused on our circumstances rather than the giver of life, God. And so to be thankful in all circumstances is actually quite challenging. And so let's think about those challenges that we might face. Our attention becomes focused sometimes on our circumstances rather than the giver of life. So what am I talking about? Those circumstances, trials, valleys, darkness. These circumstances, these low points in life and sometimes tragedy in our life become teaching points in our life. We see this in verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. So we can see here that there's this teaching element and this admonishing element. There's something that God wants to nurture us in, something that we don't know about Him in terms of living that He wants us to learn about. He wants to admonish us. He wants to prevent bad things from happening. He wants us to be steered. He wants us to be warned about what's coming up ahead. This is how He nurtures us and this is how He grows us. And so when we're going through all of our circumstances, which includes those trials, those valleys, those dark times, it helps to see it differently, to see it as a moment in time where God is choosing to immerse us into a situation so that He can teach us more about Himself. What do we need to do in that situation? Well, the Bible talks about changing our mindset, and Paul calls us new creations. So we need to behave like new creations. So we need a new creation mindset. And what does that look like? Well, that would look like something like looking above our circumstances and looking towards God. Even in this piece of scripture, it's instructing us to look back into God's wisdom, His psalms, His hymns and songs. Search for Him in your circumstances. Because often circumstances can fill us up about what we see, how we feel, and will just trap us into this box. And we'll be fearful, we'll be hating it, we'll be calling out for help, and we'll be stuck. But we need to refocus, which means we need a new mindset. We need to look up. We need to remember that God is very much there with us. And we need to remember that He is in that situation. And if we see these trials as teaching points, we have this loving Father, this loving, forgiving, gracious Father as the one who's teaching us. He's not teaching us with the heavy hand. He's teaching us with a kind, gentle, patient hand. So every time in the Old Testament, we can look through times where we see that God is always coming through for His people. Every time we see that God shows His grace, His provision, His presence, every time, God's love never fails. So why would it fail right now? Whatever situation you are facing or your friends facing, no matter how tragic or big or unsalvageable a situation is, God's love will not stop at that moment. He will not choose your moment to go, this is the day I fail it. He will endure it. He will keep on going with you, and therefore you will be able to keep on being thankful to Him in all your circumstances. So apart from a new creation mindset change of refocusing above the situation towards God, we also need a new creation heart set change. We need to change away from depending on ourselves and away from depending on things that are apart from Him. We need to learn that He really is our provider, and what He desires is for us to grow deeper in Him, relying on God. So when you are going through your circumstance, whatever that is, God's desire is to take you deeper into that relationship with Him. Don't be shy when it comes to facing big challenges. Go for it. Go for it. Take that step, take that jump. Because what you're jumping into is a deeper life with Him. That's the heart set change. Do you want to run away from a situation, or do you want to go deeper in Him? And so we need to change the way that we see trials. And my challenge to you guys is to see them differently. Don't see them as trials that should be avoided. See them as trials, such opportunities for God to immerse you into His presence, to bond with you, for you to bond with Him. Get to know Him more in those times. We don't have to avoid it. We don't have to run away from it. And so chapter 17 says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. We need that heart set change, that new creation heart set change. We need to move beyond ourselves. We in our household, there was a point in our life where we realised that we need to sort of change the atmosphere at the dinner table with the children, because you know the children might be running amok, but they might be disgruntled or fighting with each other. And Melina had a very good method that she implemented one night, which was, guys, we've got to talk. At the dinner table, what we're going to do is we're going to think about three things that we can be thankful to God for. Because there are many things that we can be thankful to God for. The question is, do we actually do it? Do we actually give Him thanks? And Paul and the Word is saying to us, we can do that daily. We can do that every day. So what is it that we can give Him thanks for? How do we lift our eyes up from the situation and look above to Him? Is to start thinking about all those things that He's actually been doing. And they may be big things. They may be, for a kid, God, you kept the moon up there. You kept the sun up there. God, you made the sun rise. You gave us good weather. I got to go to school. I got to have food in my bag, because many kids are going to school without food in their bags because of the cost of living crisis that's happening. And so kids are being forced to show kindness, share their food amongst their cohort. So they can give thanks to God for that. They can give thanks for having a mum or dad, even though mum and dad yelled at them 2 minutes ago. Even though mum and dad took away something like the screen time that they didn't like. They can be grateful that they actually have a mum or dad to come home to. And so that's what I mean. Something in our heart needs to change. And when it does, we can then start showing gratitude to God, but also to each other. And in Colossians, they've got an issue with not being able to show love to one another. They've got an issue with not being able to bear one another. And so Paul's saying to them, you've been forgiven. So now forgive others. There are so many things to be thankful in all of this. This is how you can start bearing with one another. And the final thing there is, if we can do this, if we can live out this thankfulness in the world, in the most tragic of circumstances, then that is a wonderful witness to the world of who God is. Because people go, how can that person be thankful in a situation? People go, I wouldn't behave like that. I wouldn't respond like that. So, what I've said before, we need a mindset change to look upwards to God above our circumstances. We need a heart set change to grow deeper in our relationship with God. And we need to change so that we can reflect that gratitude towards others. And it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to be a witness to the world. I just realised I haven't been clicking that. I want to introduce you to three people. Their names are Sienna, who's 8 years old, Angelina, who's 12 years old, and Anthony, 13 years old. This photo is from 2020, so only 4 years ago. How many of you are familiar with the Abdallah family? No? Yeah? Okay. I don't know them personally, but I know of them. They were in the news in 2020. So these beautiful children, Sienna, Angelina, and Anthony, were with their cousin, Veronica, and three other friends. And they were out on a Saturday night playing on the street, and they were out and about, and they were coming home at night time. And the parents were waiting for them. But unfortunately, those children didn't make it home. And so this is from the Sydney Morning Herald in 2020. Just before 8 p.m. on Saturday, Anthony, Angelina, and Sienna Abdallah were walking with four other children along a footpath on Beddington Road in Oatlands. Oatlands is in New South Wales. When police allege that a person's Triton Ute mounted the curb and hit the group. So there's a bunch of seven children here who got hit. And three didn't survive. Now, this person's life, this mum and dad of these three children's life gets changed just like that. I chose this as an illustration because I wanted us as a people, as God's people, to know that people's lives out there, and even ours here, can change in an instant. And it's quite often out of someone's control. So I know, as a parent, it's so tempting to try and control everything in our life and our children's lives to avoid a situation like this. But some situations really aren't avoidable. There's actually no amount of preparation that can prepare you for a moment like this. So I bring this up because I know that when we enter trials, when we face trials, quite often we might be tempted to think that we need to be prepared in order to go into the trial, kind of like an exam or a test. You do preparation during the year, then you do an exam for the trial. But some trials, you just need to learn in the situation. So, the mum, her name is Leela. And so she responded to the situation. And so you got a situation where her children have been killed and she can actually see the driver of the car who hit her children. How do you think the mum responded? So this is Leela Abdallah. And I'm just going to read out to you some quotes. She said this: "The guy, I know he was allegedly drunk, driving on this street. Right now, I can't hate him. I don't want to see him, but I don't hate him. I think in my heart to forgive him, but I want the court to be fair. It's all about fairness. I'm not going to hate him because that's not who we are," she said to the reporters. Mrs. Abdallah said she had been relying on her relationship with God in the day since her children were killed. Her husband, Danny and I were so blessed to have 6 kids. We love our kids so much. We tried to focus on their spiritual side more than anything. I love that. We tried to teach them to pray the rosary, to read the Bible, and get this, and to share God's faith. As she said in the report, "I asked God to come all together to pray as a community, but I didn't ask him to take my kids. I asked him to take everything from me but my kids. I am sad, I am heartbroken, but I am at peace because I know my kids are in a better place," she said. "It feels very unreal. I still don't feel it's true. I feel they are still with me. I'm still waiting for them to come home." I heard about this story and I couldn't believe the amount of grace that she could show and display to the world. And this is her reaction at the time of reporting, right after the event. And I wanted us to see that this is a great example of how powerful God is in a situation, that we've got someone who's actually living out this piece of scripture and displaying that to the world. I want you to hear about what's happened to her since. I'm going to read to you what she's been quoted as saying, because this is what God has been doing with her life after she had lost her children. She says, "At the beginning, I couldn't understand why people would keep asking me to explain why I forgave." Do you get it? Her response looked different to the world. They didn't understand it. it stood out. She says, I forgave because I am a Christian. But people gravitate to our message because we are really living it. And I also didn't realize the power of forgiveness until I actually had to live it. So that's what I was saying before. Quite often we'll see a trial as we need to prepare for what's coming. And then we enter it. Sometimes God just needs to have you immersed into it and you find out who you are in that circumstance. She said, before the accident, if we had to speak at an event, her husband Danny would do the talking and I would stand beside him and smile. I'm naturally shy and I wasn't confident to say anything because English is my second language and I have an accent. But as the Bible says, God chooses the weak. She says, when I forgave the driver, God opened my lips. When I speak, I don't rely on my own knowledge. I just rely on God to speak through me, and I speak from the heart. And when you have experienced such immense grief and pain, you have nothing to fear anymore. What's the worst that's going to happen? It was our faith and the Holy Spirit that led me to forgiveness. Forgiveness is the core message of our Christianity. It is what God is wants of us during Lent more than anything else. He wants us to be loving, kind, compassionate, and forgiving, she told the guests. And her final bit is this: we can't control what happened to us, but we can choose how to respond. What an amazing testimony from a woman who lost so much. And it's really her experience of knowing Christ, how much he's forgiven herself, that she's able to even offer that same forgiveness to someone else. Someone else who we would see as the murderer of our family. In all circumstances, we can be thankful. We can do that by remembering to look up. Look up to the one who sees all. Remember God's faithfulness to you. Remember God's forgiveness to you. Remember God's love to you. Now, as we trust in him, our relationships are going to improve. Firstly with him, and then with other people. Layla has shown that to this person who's really an enemy of hers. And by doing everything in the name of Jesus, we can be a wonderful witness to the world. As Layla is doing, she's displaying the grace of God at speaking events. She's been invited by the Catholic Church, the Anglican Church, at other vocational speaking events to encourage others. There's so much resilience in this. That is there for us. In whatever situation you're going to be in the future. So whatever you are currently worried about, whatever your friend is currently worried about, this is what's possible with God. That peace in our heart. If I can invite the worship team to come up, I'll just close. Church, I said to you before, I don't know this family, but I know of them. I know that this was a very sad and tragic story to hear, but it's a powerful one. It's a powerful one that something good can come out of something so tragic. And it's there for us. So I'm going to close in prayer right now. I might invite you guys to stand up and pray with me. Our dear Heavenly Father, you are the love of our life. You're our biggest creator, the one and true divine God over all others. And even though we were separated from you, even though we were cast away from you, you chose to receive us with open arms into your house, into your family, and adopt us in. I thank you, God, for the kindness that you showed to us, for the grace that you showed to us, and for forgiving us. And I pray, Lord, that for everyone here, we can look back at the times that you've been faithful to us, that we can share with one another those testimonies of how we saw you move in our circumstances, how we saw you pull us out from the valleys, shine light in our darkness, and bring us up when we were low. And I pray, Lord, that none of anything that we have experienced through our trials, through our tragedies, will ever be wasted, because we can be thankful to you in the worst of circumstances. We can be thankful to you in all circumstances. But it's waiting to be released into the world so that they would know of your light. They would know of your forgiveness. I pray for everyone here that the things that are keeping them up at night, the things that are troubling them, the things that are worrying them and growing their anxiety, that they can do that exchange with you, they can give you their anxiety and receive your peace. Because you desire for them to experience calmness, restfulness, clarity. But you desire them. You desire them to be with you. So Father, be with them. Be very present in their time of need. And let us hear and share and hear of testimonies of how great you've been working above us and all around us. In Jesus' name, amen.